The bill includes a base amount of funding per Kansas student and has weightings that can add more money for various factors, such as the number of low-income kids. Republican Representative Larry Campbell ran the committee that built the plan, and he believes it will satisfy the court.
We're heading in the right direction, and I think the structure is much better, and the funding will support the structure.
The bill adds $280 million in additional money over the next 2 years. Some Democrats tried to increase that amount, but the chamber rejected it. Minority Leader Jim Ward believes the funding level sets them up for more legal problems.
A return trip to Topeka. They will declare it unconstitutionally inadequate and will be back for a special session.
There will likely be a final vote on the bill later today, which would send it to the Senate for consideration. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.